Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 8. The executive director of the Homeless Assistance Leadership Organization is leaving that position later this month. A news release from the organization did not say why Kevin Cookman is leaving, but HALO board president James Henderson said he and the board wish to express great appreciation to Cookman for his many accomplishments and contribution in the fight against chronic homelessness. The board will appoint an interim director on February 1st and expects to fill the position within the next 3 to 6 months. Cookman has been executive director of HALO for more than 7 years. He's the second prominent member of Racine's Continuum of Care to resign this month. Women's Resource Center Executive Director Sherry Griffin announced January 6th that she was stepping down to move to Kentucky with her husband. The Continuum of Care is a local coalition of homelessness leaders. Coming up on Inauguration Day, January 20th, Kenosha will get some time in the national spotlight in reference to what county voters did back in November. A crew from the CBS TV show 48 Hours was in the community Wednesday talking to citizens at the Coffee Pot restaurant about the future with new President Donald Trump. It's scheduled to air at 7 o'clock that night. The Kenosha News says Kenosha was chosen for the segment because the county went Republican in the presidential election for the first time since 1972, but by less than 260 votes. Racine City Development staff is not quite on board with the design for 3 proposed rooftop-mounted antennas by Verizon Wireless for an historic district building on the southwest corner of 6th and Main Streets, despite backing from both the Downtown Design Review Commission and the Landmarks Preservation Commission. The matter was on the Plan Commission agenda for a public hearing, but Mayor John Dickert told the attorney for the company and out-of-town support personnel with him that more time was needed to get information together for panel members. Planning staff, while not recommending denial, believes the proposal inadequately addresses the building's historic character and is detrimental to it and the district.
We're not going to defer it because deferring, we can push that on. We don't want to do that. We just want to postpone it to the next meeting. So I believe you have some information you need to get to Nicole.
I have no information that I'm aware of.
Well, I think you need to talk to our attorney then because we believe that you do. So why don't you make sure that you two folks are knocking heads on this, and we will get that information and all the other information, and we'll get back to this in 2 weeks.
Verizon's attorney believes the city planning staff does not fully understand applicable federal and state regulations on antenna placement, while staff requested a city attorney's opinion. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says that between 6 p.m. Tuesday and midnight, second shift patrol deputies were joined by called-in deputies and detectives from off-duty, as well as Sheriff David Beth and his chief deputy because of manpower needs with all the accidents and service calls with the changing weather conditions.
Sergeant Eric Klinkhammer says that there were 52 assist motorist calls during that period, 50 property damage accidents, 3 injury accidents, 1 rollover crash, and 2 hit-and-run accidents. The roads during that 6 hours, dangerous, slippery. According to Klinkhammer, says it's fortunate there were no life-threatening injuries. Early this morning, there was an accident on southbound I-94 near Highway A in Kenosha County, resulting in lane closures and a major backup into Racine County for a few hours. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
A fire call at the Nestle plant in Burlington Tuesday night involved flames inside the ductwork for a roasting machine, not the building itself, and it appears to have been an accidental ignition. The incident commander requested mutual aid on the response, bringing in crews and equipment from several neighboring communities. Because of difficulty reaching the fire in the ductwork, no one was hurt. Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Mary Kay Wagner will receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Susan B. Anthony Women of Influence Awards in March. The award is given to a woman who lives in Kenosha County, who believes in equity, who gives of herself so others might grow, learn, and succeed, and provides inspiration through leadership. In a statement, Guida Brown, president of SBA Award, the nonprofit group that organizes the awards, says Judge Wagner has devoted herself to public service, from working as a school teacher to serving as Kenosha County Clerk, a state representative, and now as a circuit court judge, showing women and girls they can achieve their goals through hard work, dedication, and passion. Women of Influence Awards will also be handed out at the ceremony March 24th in Kenosha. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.